or disapproval.
I'm starting to like it.
Oh, I can see
him. I was
going to
say.
Oh, this end, man. See, that road was a
job. I was supposed to go to Scotland today.
It goes right into the line.
So they canceled it because of such snow there. Horrible. December meeting for the Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. Okay, let's kind of move ahead. We have approval of the agenda. John has asked we add as item number one on new business discussion of the how do you want to define this?
Sandman property.
This is the Sandman properties. Is there any objection to adding that as agenda item number one under new business?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Sold.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We have the minutes. Minutes are fairly long and detailed. I looked very quickly at least things that I said. On page three, I mean, pretty well summarizes, I think, our last discussion. It says if people show up there and throw their arms around, it's hard to move forward and get everything gets tabled. So I think that pretty well summarizes the discussion. So I don't have any changes to the minutes. Generally, the minutes looks like it was a discussion that we had regarding the. The discussion we had about our strategic plan and our expenditures and so forth, as well as the old business regarding SIC codes. And
I think there's one or two places where my name, you left the C out after SCH.
Okay.
Just a couple places. I don't know if you want to do a spell check on it, but.
Scoot
it. Yeah, it might be a scoot it. I didn't really see anything.
Okay.
A motion that we approve the minutes.
I'll second it. Still looking? Okay. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Passes.
Do you want a minute for that?
And I have signed these right here, so that's ready. Okay, anybody to address the commission? We have a large crowd on this nice frigid evening, so we will get on to old business.
Are they banging at the door?
I guess we should have as agenda item number one under old business is an update on the sign ordinance. And I would let me kind of describe what happened last time. I went to the council meeting and proposed to the council that, again, they may want to just kind of look at one component last time. I think it was a very important component because, as we had talked about in the past, because there were a lot of empty spaces on that table, that really it would leave the opportunity for people to put up whatever signs they want to put up under the current ordinance. And in addition, we had talked about the importance of having a preliminary statement as to why we have a sign ordinance, because there's some case law to suggest that if we don't have something like that, that in a lawsuit that people can find that a sign ordinance is invalid. So I think the council did the right thing. And they adopted two things at the last meeting. One is our proposed table. And you may want to look at the table to make sure that that is correct, because, again, we've made so many changes on that. And everybody should have received something, I think, this evening. I think I have yours. Somebody took mine when I picked it up. Oh. You have...
No, that's it. I don't have today's agenda.
Somebody, that's yours, but somebody took mine, so I thought that you might have stopped by. Anyway, the
I've got all that.
That's not it. That's the agenda.
Yeah, it's the agenda is what I was missing.
Well, okay. What everybody should have received is a comparison of the sign ordinances right now. Somebody should have...
That was left with us from...
Yes, right. You know, before maybe we go through the table very quickly, I think on the day before the council meeting, I was a little concerned about what actually was in the ordinance based upon what has been adopted and what we are proposing, because, again, we've gone through many gyrations on this. So, actually, I pulled up the ordinance, looked at our recommendation, and actually did a cross comparison and found that there were some things that were not in the ordinance that I thought had been adopted, and there were some things that, you know, that I thought we had talked about in the proposal that wasn't in the proposed ordinance. So what I recommended is that for tonight's meeting that the staff go through and actually go through formally and look at our proposal and actually pull up the ordinance, including what was adopted at the last meeting, which again is the prelude or the intent paragraph as well as the new table. So we can see how what we have is proposed now versus what is actually part of the ordinance. What was adopted last time is the table, which is this one right here.
I don't think I got it in this book.
No, it should have been given to you just tonight, I think.
Oh, it is.
It's probably here.
Okay. It's got the old tabs sticking out.
Yeah, it's one of the tabs.
There it is. I see it.
So now what is officially part of the ordinance is the complete table at the very end. Again, you know, I strongly recommend it. I think the council wisely adopted this because, again, there were a lot of blank spaces in the existing, which meant that anybody could have done anything in those. So I think this
limits to certain heights, certain square.
This now establishes for the town all the things that we recommend in terms of square footage, the height, the amount that's illuminated, and so forth. So it was recommended that we look carefully at this table to make sure, in fact, this is and represents our final recommended.
Well, the only thing that we didn't do is the B2 and B3, the wall signs aren't filled in.
You're right. Does somebody have a a version from our minutes about the wall sign, because you're right, we don't have that there.
That would have been an old agenda. Would have been pretty old, but I don't think I have those.
No. If you read what you got here, you're saying the first thing is what is now, and the second thing with the highlighted in red is what we still get to be approved.
Yeah, no, we didn't know what.
What
are
you saying?
No. See, there's two boxes that still aren't filled in, so we're trying to see if.
No, I just got October's.
Well, B2 and B3, wouldn't it be the same?
I mean, it would seem to be the same. It should be 15% of facade. Okay. So looking at this, I believe our recommendation was that for B2 and B3, where we have those two open cells, that should also read 15% of facade. And this is on...
No, it's blank.
It is blank on our...
Yeah.
That was just an oversight on our part.
That must have been...
I mean, everything else is the same for the B1, B2, and B3, so why wouldn't the...
I just pulled it up what we presented in August.
Right. Okay.
It's
I mean, that's an incredibly minor thing. It's a very, very minor thing, but it should be noted in the minutes that that. Well, let me. I mean, technically, since it's not filled in, we should probably take a vote and make a motion. To get this added in, in fact, I'll go ahead and make the motion that under wall signs in the table for B2 and B3, that it state that it should be 15% of facade.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The other thing that was adopted was the intent, which is now part of the ordinance. And again, this is straight out of our recommendation. You may want to read the intent and make sure that... I mean, it looks okay to me. I'm pretty sure that's what we recommended. Okay, then what we have is, what you should have received tonight is a copy with proposed amendments. So you should have a copy that says, as of November 17, 2010, which is currently what our ordinance is. And then what you have here is with the proposed amendments. And this is going line by line now to see what we recommended versus actually what is in the ordinance. And as you can see, there's a few things, like in our definition, the word canopy signs has not been adopted yet. You know, things like extraterritorial jurisdiction has not been adopted. Computation of size for the individual signs. And again, you can go ahead and look through this. And
this is the second part?
This is the one that says with proposed amendments on it. Okay, it looks like you have different things. You might have different tabs.
This is updated with proposed amendments. There it is up there.
Let's see.
It's just what the stamp looks
like. It's this one here, yes.
Got it.
Okay. That's kind of the key thing right now that we're looking at. So this is showing that what we have proposed is in red, but has not currently been adopted. So primarily, it's kind of some terminology sort of thing. The two major issues, one is the computation of area of individual signs, which again is, you know, we've talked about. But the rest of it basically is the issue of amortization. When you look at all the language that has not been adopted yet, for example, we talk about historically significant signs. We talk about maintenance and replacement. And then we have a whole section on non-conforming signs and amortization and so forth.
But we haven't adopted the historically significant one yet?
The council has not. We've adopted everything that's in red here, but... in fact, if you can look through this, I don't see anything about the amortization. Maybe I'm missing this. Where do you see where the amortization section is?
It was towards the end. It's not here. I don't see it. That's
maintenance and replacement.
I don't see the section on amortization in here.
Well, there is a section, I think.
Right under Miles of Overtime.
What is it?
Any time located in the jurisdiction. This is the section right before the table.
Yeah. Should be close to the bottom.
Five.
Okay. It says 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm. 7 and 3.
Okay. We had this. This is one thing we had made a recommendation, a follow-on motion, that that be changed to 12 years. Do you remember that motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So under section 19-381, where it says under red, all off-site advertising signs together with all other signs. We have made a follow-up motion that that be changed to 12 years after notification. We change that to 12.
12, that's right. Based on making the change.
Right.
And then they still have the 3 additional that they're going to add.
Yeah, that's got the, it's got the 3 additional in it.
Pages and numbers, that's just right.
Okay, again, I would suggest that we just look at this for a couple minutes and see if there's anything else that we had made a motion to recommend to council that is not in here from our memory or from our prior minutes. The only other, when we made a recommendation 12 years, we had made another recommendation that I remember, and that other recommendation or motion is already included in here. And that's under replacement, and that's where we define value, and we define it as replacement value, and the word replacement is in there, so that is in there. So the only thing that I can see that doesn't have our last recommendation to council is changing the 7 years to 12 years. For the amortization. Based upon the comments of the council when they adopted the table and the intent, obviously there's still a lot of concern over the amortization and issues of grandfathering and so forth. My general feeling, let me just kind of pass this before the commission here. My general feeling is that I would recommend that I go on Tuesday. I believe the council meeting has been moved forward till Tuesday. And present to the council basically 4 or 5 different ways just to get their feedback as to where the council is leaning. One would be the legal, kind of the state of North Carolina authorized amortization, which is 7 years. Another would be our recommendation of 12 years with a 3-year renewal process. Another would be a 12-year with renewal process plus an option for a applicant to come back to the council and ask for a continued extension if the council feels is appropriate. A fourth option would be a longer than 12 years, make it 15 years, make it 20 years. And then the final option would be a grandfathering. And my general feeling is I don't think it's useful to go back to the council with our set of specific recommendations, because everything we have in here is based upon an amortization process and replacement values and all that sort of thing until we get a sense from the council exactly what they would support. And I think once we get a sense from the council what they would support, then what we can do is we can write the ordinance to reflect what they would recommend. Because if they're going to say, no, they want to grandfather it, well, you know, then there's no reason to bring all this stuff before us. There is some proper language for grandfathering, because you don't want to grandfather everything, or every poster bill that's in somebody's window would technically be grandfathered too. So, you know, and again, certainly grandfathering isn't our recommendation. So that would be my recommendation to the commission, is that they authorize me to present maybe to the council with the benefits and the negatives for each one of those 5 or 6 different options to get feedback and direction from the council so we can actually move this thing forward.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense that we just say, here's options that you can do or decide to do.
And, you know,
we'll discuss them based on which way you think we ought to go.
I mean, we do have a motion, so, you know, clearly this is our recommendation, but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there are certainly other options. They can make it 20
look
years.
At this. We made the motion last meeting. They didn't look at that?
Well, I thought it would be best to piecemeal it, because the amortization issue is huge issue. And
okay.
So when I saw that there was big holes in the table, that led we needed to close a loophole. I mean, clearly. And the council, I think, wisely closed the loophole.
We fairly got that through.
Yeah.
No, we went 5-0.
That's just because we scared.
Okay. Because the way it was, they could start sticking up billboards, you know, quite frankly, you know.
Yeah, that's probably right. They probably got scared by that.
So if that's okay with the commission, I suggest that we table the issue, and that I'm authorized to present the different options to get feedback from the council, and based upon the feedback, then we can look at the final set of recommendations for the sign ordinance. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
based on saying that those 5 options are ways they could go, which would they think would be more appropriate for this town?
Right, and I'll be glad to provide the benefits and the negatives for each one of the options. Because I hate to go through the process of debating this again just to have it, you know.
So I'll make a motion that John. Greg, represent us, the commission, at the next town meeting to put forth the 5, I think it was, proposals. You had mentioned a different proposals we could look at. For non-conforming signs, what to do and how to rectify them, and see which way the town council would favor going. See if we can get an opinion from them.
We'll second that. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that would be a formal request then that we are on the agenda for the council meeting. Okay, let me go back to, I think.
Go ahead.
Okay, under old business, the next item is identify SIC codes that we may want a special use permit component. I mean, to be honest, I didn't look at anything. I've been so preoccupied with signs. I don't know if anybody else had spent a little
while. Well, I did what I did last time, and I just brought it back to circle certain areas I had concerns with, but.
I just went through and highlighted all the. I went through all the B districts and highlighted what I thought for permitted uses in the, yeah, that should be permitted uses in the B1.
Okay.
But then I ran out of time to cross-reference that to get the right in the B1. I know there's some that aren't in there.
I'm a little nervous because we don't have two members here tonight. That we, I mean, this is important stuff. I mean, we're actually changing the zoning. We're recommending changing zoning. And also when we look at...
And there are some things I think that come up for debate, like it talks about schools and, you know, do you want schools?
I don't know if we want to spend the time tonight or not, but should we just start putting together a proposed list of things to change and then eventually we all vote on? Or I guess we can do that separately and submit them next week. I've got mine circled. Like
yeah, and I had some too. And, you know, again, we have two members that are not here. I don't... Yeah.
We have to add the stuff from the other districts into the B1.
Right, right.
And so then take all of that stuff, decide whether we want them as...
It's actually, you know, not an easy discussion, you know, I think. I mean, I think we're probably going to have a lot of agreement, but in terms of actually pulling it together...
Yeah, it's not going to be...
It's not going to be a short discussion. Again, I'm a little nervous about doing this, considering that it is a change of the zoning, that we don't have two members here who... both of them had opinions last time about
it. I suppose we go forward with that tonight. I was just suggesting how should we proceed... So we get this together in a packet that we all could look at. Because if we just talk about it tonight, we eventually got to have a piece of paper that says, here's all the districts that we want to change zoning and what kind of zoning we want to change to.
Okay.
Other than just...
And it's not just zoning, but also identifying what businesses would need a special use permit.
Right.
So yeah, it's looking at what we want to have a special use permit, as well as do we want to include other, you know, make sure that things are cross references, because there's a lot of things that are allowed in B2 that aren't allowed in B1. And
so you want to just wait again?
I would suggest
just start a list and then come back and finish it with the rest of the team is here.
What
I'm eager to get started and get something going. Or every meeting we're gonna just.
I agree. Do you wanna?
I don't want to prolong the meeting either. Someone's figuring, because we won't finish tonight.
Well, you want to say what you think is, just to get it on the record then?
Well, if you want to, if we could just look at... I'm going to start at the...
I still don't have an updated zoning. So I have to look at yours. I still don't have my zoning.
I still
don't have one. You know, I got...
Josh,
okay, thank you.
Well, I just started by looking at like B1, which was page, it's 1218.3, 1992, which is permitted uses. And this is a residential district. Which restricts...
This is RA1?
RA1
on page...
Page 12. Mine says 1218.3.
That's
page
20. 1218.3, section 19-92.
I just circled churches. If we're talking a district that's a quiet, low residential, I know churches are quiet, but we do have colleges, churches, schools, public museums, galleries, public buildings in that kind of district. That's what's been allowed. See, I think this is going to be a long, lengthy discussion, so if we go through all these.
Well, the thing is like, you know, maybe colleges should take off, but schools could be, I mean, it could be a dance school, it could be some, you know, anything could be considered a school.
But could they be in other districts and not B1?
Or not in RA1.
Yeah, RA1. Right, pardon me.
Colleges shouldn't be in an RA1 district.
What I lack is the understanding of how all these were. I assume along the way these were created because somebody needed to build something somewhere. And they say, okay, we'll zone that in this area only because we don't want to do it in the whole town. Okay, right. And that's how these piecemeal together. And I don't know all the logic behind it all, but if we're going to change these, we've got to start questioning.
Well, then I guess we've got to go back to all of them because I only went through the B's.
And, you know, again,
I
when
you go through the RAs.
And again, when you look at and you look at the RA1A, colleges and schools aren't allowed there.
Right.
For RA1As. For RA2, yeah, colleges, the same definition, churches. Customary home occupation, such as dressmaking, music teaching. But I notice that that's not allowed in RA1. So,
without knowing what these districts were intended to do, it makes it tough for me, but I keep questioning, would people in RA1A want some of these? Would they want a school next door? I don't know if there's enough.
Yeah, and particularly since there's not, it's not asterisked as a special use permit, somebody could just come in and do it.
Yep.
I mean, technically, that's what it allows, that somebody could go into an RA1 district and put a college there. I mean, that's, isn't that your reading, John, the way this is?
It identifies a SIC code number, and I'll read it in that SIC code, yes, sir.
That, you know, considering that it's not required a special use permit, and it is an allowable permitted use, as long as they satisfy the lot requirements and front yards. And
it could happen.
You could put a college.
Would it ever happen? No, but it could happen.
Well, I don't know. I'm a professor. I'm starting to think. I've got a nice big backyard. I'll start my own college right there, you know.
The college of Craig Gold.
That's right. Right there. I can do it.
The college of beer.
No, I mean, technically I can do that. Yeah, you're right. That's a very good point.
Because I've looked at all these in the past, and I just said, I'm not going to bring this issue up. But boy, you know, these were created for a reason, but do they make sense today? And what if somebody came and bought the two lots next to me? I guess we couldn't in my area because we have covenants, but in certain areas they could buy two lots, put a college there, name their college.
Well, I think you raise a very good point. And clearly, when I first started to look at this, I was concerned about the business units or the business districts and the kind of inconsistency between B1, B2, and B3. But as you point out, you've got the same problem in the residential.
Yeah.
I would recommend that we table this because, again, we don't have the two members here. And I think that we dedicate next meeting to just this particular issue.
We
probably need some guidance from council. do they want us going into the R1As and all and checking some of these?
Well, I think that's a good idea. Maybe we could make a motion that with my discussion and getting guidance regarding the sign ordinance, that I also bring up the permitted use issue. It seems to be kind of a gradually increasingly complex issue as you've identified here. And just point out to the council that we do maybe have a problem here and to what extent the council thinks that we should delve into it and if they have any guidance as to whether they want to have colleges in the residential RA district. Is that okay?
I think we
people?
Should just...
Okay.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So again, that'll be on the agenda item 2 for council for Tuesday.
We'll
from planning and zoning, one would be the sign ordinance and one would be a discussion of the permitted uses in both residential and business districts.
How about clown colleges?
What?
What? Clown colleges.
And then there was a motion to table that item, agenda items 1, 2, and 3 under old business until our January meeting. Okay, the last item is new business. Oops, no, we do. I'm sorry. We have B, zoning overlay district and form-based planning, form a game plan. I'll give my opinion. I depending on how the council responds to our discussion of the signed ordinance, will either encourage me or discourage me dramatically from spending time on form-based planning, because the idea of form-based planning is to create a vision for the future. And if the council comes back and, in my own personal opinion, says that, oh, we're going to grandfather all the signs, since signs are one of the most dominant characteristics of trying to create an image in the future, if that's the attitude of the council, I'm not inclined to spend a lot of time on form-based planning. It's my own opinion.
You know, I read that survey, the study today, and a lot of the letters that they received back were talking about signage over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
From the surveys that they sent out.
Absolutely.
You can read the number of people or the percentages of the people.
That was like 15%.
You should bring that up at council meeting. That we're trying to follow B1, and that's part of it.
I mean, not only the survey that was done, but also the recommendation of the Sawyer study to create an image for the future. And if we can't even deal with the signs, and my own personal opinion is I'm not going to spend my time and a whole year of effort working on a form-based planning system when we can't even get a sign ordinance. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's probably a good point.
I think it's a good point.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that we table agenda item number B, zoning overlay district and form-based planning, until January, based upon the feedback of the council. Okay.
I'll motion that we do table it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
We need a second.
Second.
Okay. We're all in favor.
All in favor. And then C is the sign ordinance. We've already talked about that. So new business.
If you look at the map that you received in front of you, this is Salmon property located on St. Man Drive and Anchor Way. At the last council meeting, council directed, not necessarily me, but they gave the direction to have a survey performed on the property to find out two things: where a certain stormwater pipe and possible easement might be, and also how many possible lots they could get out of it if they were looking at selling the property.
The town?
The what?
The town or the owners?
The town. The town owns this property.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't know that they owned it for quite some time.
This is right next to you where you live, isn't it?
I got to recuse myself.
You got to recuse yourself on the vote.
I'm sorry for the short notice that I did not expect the survey to be done in time for this meeting. However, we brought it in yesterday, and so I decided to go ahead and shoot in front of you just to start a conversation about the project. Basically, our ordinances provide, if you look on Chapter 15 in definitions, subdivision is declared to mean a tract of parcel of land that is divided into two or more lots. And there's several exceptions to that, which I don't feel that this project would pertain to any one of the exceptions. And so this, in order for us to subdivide this lot, or subdivide this parcel and divide into four or more lots, it needs to go through a subdivision procedure.
At one time, this was going to be a pond or something, and Joe then closed it up and gave it to the town?
It was, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was supposed to be, the pond was only supposed to be one small part of that. I mean, this is a big property. Pond.
I know.
I thought it was supposed to be a football field.
Well, it was supposed to be my top lot. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
My question is, I guess, if you subdivide it, okay, is it going to be the zone A, is the zoning going to change? And B, is it going to be included or excluded from the existing subdivision that it was carved out of to begin with?
Well, in a way, to answer your question, the zoning would not change.
Not unless it was a request. I mean, the town could request a zoning change for it.
You could not.
You couldn't?
Change the zoning just on those properties, no sir.
Okay, all right.
That would be considered spot zoning.
Okay.
It's a very lengthy process.
So this is...
things.
Even though it's a separate subdivision, that would still be considered a spot zoning.
Well, it's not necessarily a subdivision. It's just going to have to meet subdivision requirements because we're looking to subdivide it into two or more parcels.
Okay. All right, so that's his first question. John, what about the second?
Second question is, I don't know. Would it be in the best interest of town to talk to the surrounding subdivisions to see if we could include the property within the subdivisions? I don't know. Depends on what council wants to do.
So give it to a subdivision?
No, not give it to them. Just ask for the inclusion of these lots into their subdivision and covenants.
Well, they would have to, I mean, somehow you have to figure out your stormwater.
Okay, there is some legal precedence to this as far as the fact that the lot that is in question was carved out of the original subdivision of sand dunes or curry dunes.
Right.
Okay, so that ties into that one to the other.
The curry dunes.
In curry dunes, okay. The argument also is with Beach Walk is that all that water from Curry Dunes is going into Beach Walk's pond. As it goes into Beach Walk's pond, then it becomes their problem. They have to worry about digging out the pond and all the other kind of stuff. So this is just not a simple, you know, we're subdividing a lot to sell it, and they couldn't sell the damn things anyway, but that's...
So the drainage issue goes into Beach Walk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the original carve-out came out of Curie Dunes.
Correct.
Is your house on that east side?
That's why I had to recuse myself.
Yeah, well, that's where, just so I know location, your house is sitting there all by itself.
He's right here. He's right here. Yeah.
I'm in the blank spot.
Yeah.
Along with the other two lots, or three lots, that Beach Walk owns.
Yeah.
Down at the end of there.
Well, it sounds like they'd
be a nice little park.
Yeah. If this comes. That's what it was supposed to have.
John, if this comes in front of us as a subdivision, and it's not part of Curie Dunes, it's not part of Beach Walk.
What it is, it's a matter of the mayor wanting to.
I don't know. Get some bucks if it actually is part of Curie Dunes or not. I mean, like I said, I just got this survey.
I know that it is. I know all the history of it. Okay? I was there. I had the lot that was there. The one that I sit on when that was still a retention pond.
I was there when the
town filled it in and they didn't even own the damn thing. Okay?
Yeah, was there
they did not file the deed and Joe Hearn paid the money on that property, the taxes on that property, for umpteen years.
Yeah.
So if he had not had been gentleman enough to allow a quick claim deed to go to the town still wouldn't have the damn property.
Okay, so if it's...
Excuse my friend.
If it's Curie Dunes, then what would be coming to planning and zoning would be a subdivision map that is has Curie Dunes covenants attached to it, Curie Dunes... Stormwater, we're going to have to see that these properties can be handled, can the stormwater off of these properties are handled by Curie Dunes,
yeah.
And all of those things. That's what's going to have to come to us. So, if it's not Curie Dunes, and it's not Beach Walk, then I would think that these six properties have to have their own stormwater.
Yeah.
Because, or they have to pay Curie Dunes, or they have to pay some, they have to have an agreement with someone to put that stormwater down.
But then it would also have to be its own, you know, have its own codes and covenants too.
That's what we went through with Seawalk.
They create their own subdivision, yeah.
Oh boy, we've got this stirred up.
It says it's part of phase 3B Curie Dunes, but whether or not
that's
it
right.
is, I'm not 100% sure, and that's what I was saying. I just got it yesterday. I'm not 100%
You'd have to
sure.
go back to Jill Hearn's plots.
I'd have to really look at it.
Yeah.
Well, I
just wanted to bring this to y'all to let you know that it's coming down the lane and very possibly could come to you in the form of a subdivision plat for at least 5 new lots.
Okay. All right, so there's no action we have to make tonight. This is just informational.
This is just food for thought.
I wanted to let you know it's coming down the line.
Okay.
I remember Joe being totally upset because when he first subdivided, he was supposed to put a pond there, and then he was told he didn't have to. After that, I don't know what happened. He was upset about that whole issue.
It was a big boondoggle.
So we do nothing unless you folks, unless the town wants to subdivide it themselves and create a subdivision.
Only, well, I would like, I'll tell you what, I would like your opinion on one thing. I just spoke with Alan about it just a minute ago. You've got on the front page two different options that lots can be platted into. Both of them show an easement at the west, the western two lots to grant access to those two lots.
Right.
My proposal would be to continue Anchor Lane up through
Anchor Way.
Anchor Way up through that third lot. Have two lots facing towards the east, and the three eastern lots facing towards the north.
Cool. How is that? You have to draw that picture here.
Yeah.
This road would go right through here.
Property too.
Well, if there's a house, it'd be an option C then, right?
Basically, it would, the lot, the road would continue up through that lot.
Okay.
That way you've got...
Isn't there a house in back there, though?
But that would take out one.
There is one. There is a house right here. There's a house right here. There's a house right here. And there's a house right here.
So you make a cul-de-sac or something right here.
It'd just be a dead-end road.
You don't have room.
But, I mean, it would have to be...
Cul-de-sac.
It would have to be wide enough for two cars, wouldn't it?
Yep.
You've got a 50-foot wide lot there already. Most of our streets are 50-foot right-of-ways.
And you got fire department. Can they turn around in there?
Most of our yard, or most of our roads are 50-foot right-of-ways.
Would you still have six lots then?
We'd have five lots.
Five
at that
lots.
Point.
You take out that one. Then.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But part of the other reason council wanted this to happen was because there will be an easement for that pipe that runs right there, and also this pipe that runs right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One. Which lot are you taking out?
That middle one where your pin's on right now.
This one, yeah.
That's kind of what I'm saying right now, yes.
And that knee's turn this way.
That's correct.
Which one's turn?
Two would turn this way like this.
Yeah, no, it'd be like well, option road, B, but right, you but you run you run the road through there then, right?
Yeah.
And take
yeah.
out that lot.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you know,
what does that buy you?
It would buy, because basically, like I said, I hadn't had time to really look at it, but... We don't have anything in our ordinance that really pertains to accessing two landlocked lots. Bottom line is what it comes down to.
And there'd be okay. nobody to access this lot.
Let me answer this, okay? Tommy Tucker has a property that is in the same situation. He wants the town to extend that lot. And you know what the lots I'm talking about? Over there at the north end of Currie Beach. What is the name of that last road that comes down here?
He wants to extend the road.
Right.
There is no lot. He just wants it to be paved.
Which is exactly the same thing that you're wanting to do here.
No, it's not.
Yes, sir, it is. You're wanting to give access to that other lot, and it's the same damn thing that Tommy Tucker wants to do there.
All Tommy Tucker wants us to do is to spend $50,000 to extend the road. That's all he's talking
John,
about doing there.
Why,
I mean, the
why,
right-of-way is already there.
John, let me suggest, okay. The reason you would extend this road is to gain access to that lot.
Both lots.
Okay, both lots.
So you could build homes there. Otherwise, you'd have no access to those homes.
All I'm saying is...
I don't know what you could do with this. I mean, I guess you could make it one big lot.
Everything I'm telling you right now is just food for thought, because basically what he's drawing here is two different methods that this could happen, and all I'm saying is one alternate method would be just to continue the road.
But what I'm suggesting, since we're just talking, is why don't you just make one mega lot? I mean, you can still access that lot with the existing road structure right there. Just make a huge lot, and you still get five lots, and if you're trying to maximize your income... It seems like that would be the best way to do is just want to make a lot
that's
right
a
there.
State lot.
Well,
a nice lot.
Yeah, the only lot. Thing I thought about that though was how and where would you place your house at that point?
Doesn't matter.
You place it wherever you want.
Yeah, it'd be a lot.
What trees are on?
The thing is, there is one thing though. Okay,
you can still access.
You
it
have to if you build in the middle of two lots like that, and if they're going to be that size, it would have to be a mega lot. Okay.
You'd want to limit the
you
the
have
coverage,
to you have
coverage.
To make the you have to make sure that whole lot is combined. I had to combine mine.
Well, yeah, it would have to be deeded as
right.
one lot.
It has to be combined.
Deeded as one lot. And also if you do that, just so you don't have an extraordinarily large house right there, you'd have to limit the lot coverage.
Is this deeded at all?
A 10,000 square foot house.
What is it deeded as right now?
It's town property.
If you look at your second page, that's what it's deeded as.
Okay.
An unapproved lot.
All right. And the town owns it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, again, we have nothing before us, but I mean, certainly if you think about maximizing the income to the town, you know, I prefer to go with five lots with one megalot there rather than kind of, you know, just simply try to make up.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
And then you don't have a dead end street that you're going to have to deal with because, I mean, we've had subdivisions where you're not supposed to have dead end streets. They're supposed to be cul-de-sacs.
Well, that's why I proposed bringing the street through because I can't think of anything in the ordinance right now that would permit that thing to be there. They don't have any road frontage. There is no road frontage.
Right.
Well, there's road, for the rest of the lots, there's road frontage on Sandlin Drive. And we were just saying, you just make one big lot for that one.
And then you don't lose anything.
Can it come in from Sandlin? There's a curb around Sandlin Drive there in Anchor Way, isn't it?
I mean, you're talking about 10 feet.
Is that it?
Well, I mean, you could have a 10-foot driveway into that lot. In fact, there's one right over here like that, you know.
Yeah, there is one like that, right? So you got a small drive, but
say small drive, but I mean, a 10-foot would take you a drive into the lot. So anyway, I mean, since we're just in discussion, you know, that's
your first. Right, well, the first thing has to be where does it get drawn up and
whatever
which
they
subdivision.
Told me to do, that's what we're going to end up doing. I just this is what they told me to do first. It's obviously a possibility, and so
do you need anything from us at all?
No, sir.
Okay.
I just want y'all to keep those and be thinking about them because it's probably going to be coming back up.
Right, sure will.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Member items. Anything?
Merry freaking, make it merry freaking Christmas.
I do have something. I was asked to, in gratitude of our time and effort, is to pass this out. And we got two extras, so they don't get any gratitude, I guess.
Okay.
Actually, they gave me six, so that's interesting. I will leave the rest here. And I guess, is there a motion to adjourn?
So,
I have something. I'll do it after the next meeting. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Second to the adjournment.
Who made the motion?
Alan. Yeah, Alan. Do you have a second to adjourn?
Oh, I'll second it.
Okay.
If anyone else has.
John.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, excellent. Well, we will see how next Tuesday go. If anybody would like to show up Tuesday to give me moral support for what will probably be a interesting meeting.
Yeah, I'll try. But I'd probably like to find one here in the agenda because they would not see the whole thing.
Well, that's one reason they wanted it done because they're
John, here's your book. Would it be possible for me to get a real code of ordinance?
Right.
She's going to have it reprinted because some of it was changed, but
I, don't have
I think by the time
the,
we wait for that, we'll just copy.
Oh, I grabbed yours again. Somebody took my agenda, so maybe I could get a copy of the agenda too. There's the signed minutes right there. This is your agenda because I don't need
I gave you a copy of the agenda, I thought.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right
yeah, you've got agenda.
I do have it, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't have my name on it, I felt.
Oh,
slide,
well.
So.
Okay, I got
it. I felt slighted. I didn't have my name on it, so it's a. Okay, let's see. That was distributed. By the way, this said Board of Adjustment, but it was put BOA, Board of Adjustment, so I think people are really getting confused. That's why there were six.
That I didn't do it.
Okay, so maybe you could pass it back and say that the Planning and Zoning got it. Not Board of Adjustment.
All right.
Oh, I don't care.
Trying to think ahead and get everybody going.
And they put it in your box. They put it in your
box. This is right here.
No, well, I brought it out because it was in your box.
I didn't know I had boxes.
Yeah, right there on the wall.
I didn't need them. And I was jamming.
Yeah, we all have a box.
That's the first time I've heard of it. I had a box.
What part of that do you need? Exactly.
Right now, for Tuesday, I need the zoning. The things that we're looking at. The zoning. So it's chapter...
I heard heard that too.
Chapter 19.
The whole chapter 19.
I need
okay.
All chapter 19. Because what I have is okay. Some, somebody had printed off the web.
Okay.
And the pages are all wrong.
It's a little messed up. Okay. I'm going to be here tomorrow, so I'll copy that, and I will leave it at the front desk for you.
You can put it in my box. Now,
oh, all right. Now that you know you have a box. Yes. All right.
I honestly did not know I had a box. So.
Thank you.
That's
John.
John.
I think going through that zoning is good.
Well, that's